since the second talk was canceled, then I am probably only one person who stick to the column scale. Today I'd like to talk about a modeling study of flow and transport in aggregated Japanese volcanic cluster. I don't know whether you know or not, but the volcanic ash soil can be found everywhere in Japan, which has a low bulk density, as can be seen, that sometimes less than 0.5, and I don't know whether we can say agriculture aggregate structure, but the clay mineral has a porous structure. That's the reason for the bulk density is very low. Then as the nitrate leaching to the groundwater in the field become people's concern, it is more important to know the water flow and the transport property in this soil. I have been working on this soil for recent several years. This is a retention, the water retention curve, which has a stepwise function. Then generally, the dual type Wangenichten works well to fit well. Then these are the results, the unsaturated conductivity based on the evaporation method. Then I also determined the dispersivity for this soil based on the CDE for saturated water flow condition, and try to interpret the result based on the mobile-immobile model. See, this is an example, that this is a result of the dispersivity as a function of the pore water velocity for saturated flow condition. As can be seen from here, for 4 Andes soil, all soil, the dispersivity almost linearly increases with velocity. Then my interpretation is that this is because of the aggregate structure. So the dispersion has two terms. One is intra-aggregate. The other is solid mixing between inter and intra-aggregate. Then we can separate the effective dispersivity in terms of the mobile-immobile model. The one term is the mechanical dispersivity in the mobile phase, which is constant, and the second term is because of the transverse diffusion between two phases, which give the dispersivity increase linearly with power velocity. Using this relation, I determine the mobile-immobile parameter based on this linear relation. Intercept corresponds to the dispersivity in the mobile phase. In this case, 0.5 centimeters. I would say this is reasonable value. Then if we assume theta-immobile corresponds to this the second slope area, then we can determine the alpha value. But what I found is 1 over alpha, which represents the mixing time scale, is very fast, in this case around 2 minutes, which means the porous structure is very porous, then mixing is relatively fast. That's a solid transport in the Andes soil. This is what I presented last year. Then this year, in order to further investigate the transport property, I did some infiltration experiment with the calcium chloride solution. What I mean is the unsteady state water flow. This is a Mie soil collected from the university, which has this type of structure. The experimental setup is relatively simple. I pack the soil in the soil column, then the TDR and the tensiometer inserted horizontally to monitor the water content as well as bulk electrical conductivity. We saturated the soil with known the lower concentration from the bottom to the top, then applying a relatively small water flux at the top and drain the water from the bottom. After establishing the steady state water flow, we increase the water flux from one to the other, and also increase the, replace the solution for the, with a higher concentration. During this process, we monitor the water content and the electrical conductivity. See, before going to the result, I want to mention one thing, how I can estimate electrical conductivity, soil water electrical conductivity, ECW, based on TDR. We use classical Jim Rose equation, but we calibrate the equation each sensor using the before and after the experiment. When I saturate one solution, we drain the soil, then we observe the electric soil ECA and the theta, and after the finishing the experiment, we did the same thing, drainage process. We had a ECA and the theta relation. Then using this value, we optimize these parameter we determine these three parameter. Then once we determine these parameter, we can estimate ECW based on the TDR, ECA, and theta measurement. Then we can convert ECW to the soil water concentration. Although it's a little bit additional work, then we found this can improve the accuracy of the measurement. If we have our water content estimation is correct, the accurate. Then this is an example of the water content and concentration as a function of time. For this is a case for the low water flux condition. As can be seen from this figure, the water content increase relatively quick, but solute concentration increase slower than the water content. If I plot the profile for different time, see, this is the initial water content, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, then at 90 minutes, the water reached to the bottom. But this is a concentration profile for almost same time, 30 minutes, 90 minutes is still here. And it takes around 1,000 minutes to saturate all the soil. This is because the higher solute concentration comes from the top to the bottom, but the solute need to mix with existing water, but water can go further. That's the situation which we have. Then this is a higher, the result for the higher water flux condition. Or the time is shorter, but the result is relatively similar, 4 minutes, 8 minutes, 12 minutes. But see, the concentration front delayed compared to the water front. One thing I want to mention here is, you know, if I plot the concentration as a function of cumulative infiltration for different water flux, these three curves reasonably agree well, which indicates the we may probably can use a constant dispersivity for these cases. Then we decided to simulate these water flow as well as the solute transport using the hydras. These are the retention function and the unsaturated conductivity from the evaporation method. But we couldn't fit the water content. Then we finally found this is because of the hysteretic nature of the soil. But then this is just a week ago. Then, and furthermore, we don't have we have some data for the hysteresis, but we don't have enough data. Then we decided to modify the retention function to get the better fit for the water retention. Then, because our current purpose is mainly for the solid transport part, then we got a reasonable fit in terms of the water content. Then we go to the solid part. See, then we use this relation, but because of this is unsaturated water flow condition, the water flux is very small, close to here. Then we use the dispersivity somehow around 0.5, 0.6 centimeter. Then using the value, we come to the concentration as a function of time. See, as can be seen from here, the result estimated that the calculated concentration reasonably, or I would say very, agree very well with observed data. This is because the the mixing time scale, what that means, solute mix relatively very fast between the aggregate and inter-aggregate, then solute mixing is much faster than the convective time scale. This is good, you know what that means, you know, CDE works well for this type of soil. Then let me conclude the study. Then the what we the conclusion is so in terms of solute transport, the solute transport is rather simple than we expected. Then we, since the unsaturated flow condition is the water flux is relatively small, then we can use the constant dispersivity with a convection dispersion equation with constant dispersivity. But the water flow part, it is more complicated than we expected. Actually, this is not surprisingly, but after working a lot, then we come to the conclusion water flux is the most important factor to predict the solute transport. Then we need to somehow include the hysteresis in the Darner's model. Maybe we may need to modify the hydras 1B. Thank you for.
So it's been interesting to see this sequence of talks. We've gone from the very large scale, then some discrete features, and now the very small scale. We have some questions for Dr. Chu.
I'm sorry.
This one?
The second last slide.
Next to last slide. One, two, there. That one?
Yes.
There we go. There we go.
You mean here? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I agree. But at the same time, it's also very surprising. CD reasonably works well. That's what I want to mention. I'm also thinking to go further, you know, but it can be very complicated. I agree.
I was also curious. Your dispersivity is it's interesting that it's constant for all of these flux conditions. Is the water content? It's interesting that the dispersivity is constant for all these different fluxes. I would have expected it to be a function of the water content. Is the water content not changing much?
Not so much, because it's very difficult to change the water content so much. It's true. See this is the fast content, water content. This is slow. See, but small water content difference can give the quite different hydraulic conductivity.
Yeah, but not much in the dispersivity.
That's right.
Okay. All right, any last question? Thanks very much. Yeah. Thanks again.